Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Teak, let's do a little college hoops. And gentleman knows his way around the bench. Coached at Manhattan. Coached at Villanova. Coached at UMass. And he's part of the crew here at CBS Sports Network. I bumped into him in Queens the other night, St. John's and Butler. He was doing the game. Coach Lapis. Steve, what's happening, buddy? How are you?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing today?
Doing awesome. Now, I just ran through your three schools, all Northeast based, but you obviously are well piped in. You connected all across the country. Maybe you could help us answer the question. This came up about 2 weeks ago, and we still haven't gotten an answer that that satisfies our curiosity here. What in the world has happened to the Pac-12? I know that all leagues are cyclical. Like, the Big East is obviously down this year. That just happens. But the Pac-12 is an abomination. What's going on?
You know, first of all, you have to start here. If Arizona and UCLA, let's start there. If they're going to be, and Oregon, okay? So they've been kind of the three strongest teams in that league. They're all down this year. So if those three are all down, then the league's going to be down. Because who are you going to rely on? Okay, yeah. Washington's the best team in the league. You're going to rely on Arizona State. I mean, it's amazing. Oregon State and Utah are in second and third place in the league. You're right. The league has been horrible this year. If those three programs are down, you're going to have a problem. And those three programs really, in the last couple of years, have lost a lot of guys to the NBA. And so that's – and they have not been able to restock like a lot of these other teams have in the East and keep it going. And I think that's been a big problem.
Yeah, okay. No, it's interesting when you position it that way. Is it a recruiting thing, though? You know, I know we're in the one-and-done era now, and so you got to, like – I mean, you got to be hitting the trail hard to get these guys every single year. It's not like you get a kid and you got him for two or three years. I mean, you got to do it every single year. Is that part of it?
Oh, there's no question. But, I mean, you got to look at this. You know, Dana Altman at Oregon, who's been a great recruiter the last few years, he lost this kid Bol Bol early in the
year. Yes.
Projecting as a top five pick. Then, you know, UCLA got a great class. They haven't played as well as the hype said they were going to play. So Steve Alford gets fired. And Arizona, they've got the best class in the country coming in next year. They weren't able to restock this year. So it definitely it always boils down to recruiting, guys. Yeah. Let me tell you this. When a league is down, what does that mean? The players aren't as good. The recruiting has not been as good. But they have taken some hits in the league that they didn't expect.
That makes sense. And for those of you who are wondering, you hear Bol Bol. Yep, that is Manute Bol's son. Mm-hmm. Manute Bol passed away, but that's Manute's son there. So Coach Lapis with us here, CBS Sports Network analyst, longtime coach. Villanova, where he's really made his national name, Manhattan. And UMass was the final spot, and he's an analyst with us here on the show.
All right, Steve, my Cavaliers have beaten everybody except for Duke. They can't find a way to beat what I think is one of the best, not the best team in college basketball right now. Is this the best team that Coach K has had, especially athletically? Because they are spectacular at times.
In this era, the best team that he's had was the one that won the championship a few years ago that had Tyus Jones and Okafor and Winslow and those guys.
Stop. Stop. Time out. Stop. You're telling me, Coach, with all due respect.
Can I finish?
Yeah,
they're better than Hurley and Leitner and Grant Hill?
He said this era.
No. I said this era.
Gotcha.
No. This era. Sure. You know, we can't – it's like when I talked to Jay Wright. Okay, Jay Wright's won two championships in the last 3 years. You know what he told me?
What?
Your team in 95 would have beaten both these teams.
Oh, interesting.
And you know what I mean? So it was a different era. It was a different era. So you can't even go by that. In those days, guys were staying 4 years. I had Kerry Kittles 4 years. You know what I mean? Kerry Kittles, the first team All-American as a senior. He's not. I don't care how good a freshman is. That guy's not getting the best of him, you know what I mean, for the most part. So, yes, in this year. So Brandon, you won't even let me finish.
I know. I got worked up. Because we were debating that yesterday. I'm sorry, Coach. Go ahead, buddy.
In this era that we are in, that's been Coach K's best because they won the championship. Now, this may end up being his best team ever, but they haven't won it yet. But what I will say is this. It is definitely the most talented team he's had because he's got the first two picks in the draft are probably on Duke, and Cam Reddish is probably a top 10 pick, and Trey Jones is probably a first-round pick. So this it could very well be the most talented team that he's had in this era. So And, you know, you have – and, Tiki, I know it's your Cavaliers are terrific.
Yeah.
But for Duke to go and score 81 points there against them, I was like, I can't believe it. Now, granted, they shot from the three-point line like they haven't shot all year.
62%, still, man. 62%. I mean, what the heck is that?
No, and they shot 30% all year.
Exactly.
But they did it against a great defensive team, so you got to give them credit. That was a very impressive game. I don't think they're going to shoot like that ever again. But this team is very impressive. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, they struggled against Louisville in the next game and almost, I mean, they had to come back and win that one at the stretch. So you're right. They won't shoot 60% every game. And maybe in the tournament, Virginia will get them. Let me jump over to the Big 12 real quick because Kansas has an interesting, problem, I guess. They've won 14 consecutive conference titles. That's in jeopardy right now. But there's also this lingering NCAA investigation that's hanging around the corner. Is Kansas in trouble here?
Oh, that little thing.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're in trouble in terms of winning their 15th consecutive Big 12 title. That I can tell you. I mean, I think that there's Kansas State, Texas Tech, Iowa State are all breathing down their necks. Now, one thing about Bill Self, this guy manages to find his way around and get it done in the end. I think this year, being two down in the loss column this late to Kansas State, who has a veteran team, that's why Kansas State is really – they've got everybody back from the team last year that went to the Elite Eight. And Texas Tech has – even though they don't have as many guys back, they're great defensively. I just think somebody is going to stop the streak here. As far as the investigation goes, you know, I mean, it's hard to say what's going to happen with that. Everything is not out. But I know from a coaching standpoint, you know Bill Self, he's going to fight till the end.
Oh, Bill Self is a beast, there's no doubt. And, you know, talk to Coach Steve Lapis, our coach, part of the crew here, CBS Sports Network analyst. You know, something else came up. This is probably about 2 weeks ago. Teek and I were debating which is the second best conference in America. Obviously, everybody co-signed the statement that the ACC is number one. And I did with really no hesitation. I said, well, it's got to be the Big Ten. You know, Michigan's tremendous. Then they lose at Penn State, which is not a basketball power at all, and in Happy Valley. Michigan State has had a few mystifying performances. Nebraska is incredibly down after last year. I mean, is the Big Ten still solidly the second-best conference in America, or you're not sure?
Well, I'm not sure, and especially what happened, like you said, Michigan losing to Penn State, that's got to, you know, take you – and then, you know, that's got to take you back a little bit. And then Michigan State went through there. They lose Josh Langford. They lose three in a row. Now they come back the other day, and they win a good game at Wisconsin. But, you know, think about this. I think when you think about the who has teams that can win it all, I think the SEC has two teams. Now, I'm not saying the SEC is as good as the Big Ten or better, but I know they have two teams that I would not be surprised to win the title, and that's Tennessee and Kentucky. Those two teams are national championship-worthy teams. And I'm thinking right now that in the Big Ten, especially what happened to Michigan the other night at Penn State, I'm thinking Michigan State really is the only chance. Now, Purdue's playing great, no doubt about it. And Maryland's been a little bit of a surprise during the season. Wisconsin's terrific. Nobody talks about Ethan Happ. But I think that the SEC has two teams that can win the national title, and I don't think the Big Ten has two like that.
You know, it's interesting, Steve, and I like that you really pointed out Tennessee. It's easy to, you know, look at Kentucky and say kind of tell us who they are, where they are.
Everything.
The pedigree. We're so conditioned, you know, especially the fringe fans who kind of jump into the season now or in a couple of weeks when the conference tournaments start up, and then, of course, the big dance filling out brackets. We're so conditioned to react to brands. Mm-hmm. And when you think of the Tennessee basketball brand, you know, I think Bernard King. I think the Bernie and Ernie show, you know, seeing the 30 for 30 on those guys. Allen Houston, you know, and a couple other pieces sprinkled in here. So you're saying that Tennessee is fully legit?
No question about it. And, you know, you're right, Brandon, because here's the thing about Tennessee. Like about 7-8 years ago when Bruce Pearl went to the Elite Eight with Tennessee, I couldn't believe this when they said it was the first time in the history of Tennessee they ever went to an Elite Eight.
Wow.
So, I mean, and I remember Bernie and Ernie. I played against Ernie Grunfeld in high school. He was a year younger than me, but we played Forest Hills High School.
Forest Hills,
so I know
that
team very well. But I can tell you this. This Tennessee team is really legit. It's old-fashioned basketball. They have a tremendous post player in Grant Williams who just knows. You watch this guy, any kid out there who wants to learn how to post up, just watch this kid, how he pivots, reverse pivots, how he uses his body. They're a tremendous passing team.
Yeah.
They got another star on the perimeter named Admiral Schofield.
Yep. Yeah, we have him on the show tomorrow. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's, you know what it is? It's an old team, and they know how to play old-fashioned basketball. They have a good balance of throw it inside and make three-point shots. This is a really, really good team.
Yeah, no, it's this interesting dichotomy that we have in college basketball with teams like Duke now and like Kentucky historically has been that are doing one and done and trying to push into this championship realm. As BT mentioned, Tennessee, and we have Admiral Schofield on tomorrow, and we'll talk about how this team is so veteran. Another team, we talked to the head coach earlier this week, Eric Musselman with Nevada. They're also veteran, but the transfer market is interesting. And we know they had that bad loss early to New Mexico. They avenged that with a blowout win of New Mexico just a couple days ago. But are they legit? I mean, simply because of how veteran they are out in Nevada.
Not only are they veteran, but they're old.
Yeah.
They're not just seniors. We're talking about fifth-year seniors. They might be the oldest team in the country.
They have to be.
The Martin twins are like 23, 24 years old. Jordan Caroline is 23 years old. So these guys are not only good, but and you know how it is. I mean, Tiki, you were a big-time athlete your whole life. If you're a man and you're playing against a kid, it's a whole different deal, even if the kid's got talent.
Yeah,
you know what
right.
I mean?
You're right.
And so in this case, they're old, they're experienced. The thing I question about, and they have three stars, and what makes them so good is when you have three guys that can create off the dribble at the end of the shot clock, because let's face it, you go to the NCAA tournament, everybody's scouting, everybody's stopping your set plays. So it comes down to there's 6 seconds on the shot clock. Who can get something done? Well, they got three guys that can get something done at the end of the shot clock off the dribble, and that's always a valuable thing to have.
Steve Lapis, good stuff, Coach. Yeah. Obviously, Manhattan over UMass. I didn't mean to jump on you early. I got excited. I thought we had a good old-fashioned debate.
You had me.
I thought I had you. I tried to jump on you, but I should know better. You're a coach, and the coach's instincts always win out. Hey, I'll see you down the road. Hopefully, my Johnnies are dancing. St. John's will dance this year, right?
Yeah, they'll dance.
Good.
You know what? They just got to hold serve at home, and I'm not saying beat Villanova, but hold serve with the rest of the games, and they're fine.
Steve Lapis, CBS Sports Network colleague, and of course, an analyst. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Be good, Coach.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.